Islam, there's a countless virtues of reciting Quran are mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. Inshallah, let's listen some Hadith Mubarakah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recited one letter from the Book of Allah, he will receive one reward, which is equal to 10. I do not say that Alif, Lam, Meem is one letter. Rather, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Meem is one letter. SubhanAllah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, there are some from among the mankind who are the people of Allah. So who are the people of Allah? The noble Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are they? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, those who recite the Quran, for they are the people of Allah and his selected people. SubhanAllah. Another hadith of Mubarakah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the heart becomes rusty just as an iron becomes rusty. It was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are they cleaned? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, through the recitation of Quran and the remembrance of death. Another hadith of Mubarakah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty is more attentive toward the one who recites the Quran than a master is toward his singing slave woman. Countless blessings on reciting Quran. So please recite the Quran, learn the Quran, and then recite as well. Our pious predecessors used to recite Quran in such a way that it's amazing. I will, inshallah, give you some account of those. For 30 years, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah ta'ala, will complete the recitation of Quran in one unit of prayer. He prayed Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha Salah for 40 years. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Khalid bin Nazair states that I did not see anyone recite the Book of Allah more than Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala. His sister was asked, what are the engagements of Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala at home? She said, the Quran and recitation. Sayyidina Rabi bin Sulaiman rahmatullah ta'ala states that every month Imam Shafi rahmatullah ta'ala would complete the recitation of Quran 30 times and 60 times in month of Ramadan. The completion in Taraweeh was beside this. Imam Shirani rahmatullah ta'ala writes that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah ta'ala would complete one recitation of Quran every morning and one every night, and he would conceal it from people. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullah ta'ala would complete the recitation of Quran every night for 15 years. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.